Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The people who thought last week was the right time to borrow for a house. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The number of applications for mortgages went up last week. The Mortgage Bankers Association concludes more people jumped back into the housing market because interest rates fell slightly, moving back below 7% for a 30-year fixed-rate loan. But there are two big parts when it comes to affordability, the cost of the loan and the cost of the house, Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
If inflation slows down and if the Federal Reserve eases off on its interest rate hikes, mortgage rates could fall further, says Charlie Daugherty, an economist at Wells Fargo.
We're actually expecting mortgage rates to gradually descend over the course of the next 2 years.
That could push more people into the housing market, which in theory would put upward pressure on prices.
But I think the market would need to see sustained lower interest rates to see that kind of upward pressure.
That's Odetta Kushi, an economist at First American. She says mortgage rates made homes so unaffordable that home prices have started to fall.
We can probably still expect prices to adjust downwards to kind of the new reality of higher mortgage rates.
But if prices go down, Greg McBride at Bankrate.com says that won't make homes more affordable.
As long as mortgage rates remain very high, or we've got an economic environment that is less than inspiring for would-be homebuyers.
Because lower prices won't always help if you're not confident in the economy. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Let's stay on this theme of affordability of shelter. This is an especially difficult situation now to navigate for first-time buyers. To help us take today's economic pulse, let's turn to Majora Carter, an urban revitalization specialist, a real estate developer, and a MacArthur Genius Grant recipient. Ms. Carter, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, David.
The percentage of home buyers who are getting into their first homes plunged in the last year or so. I mean, does that worry you?
It keeps me up at night, and I wasn't aware of how much it plunged, actually. But it's also really difficult, you know, to know is that at the same time, in the kind of communities where people would be able to be a part of the American dream by buying one of those homes, that private equity is actually buying more of those and not regular people.
You know, I'd like to say it would be ironic, though, that maybe the central bank, the Fed, is helping this. They've been jacking up interest rates in the fight against inflation. And so the multiple offer frenzies are becoming more rare than they were in high pandemic. And some of the prices are coming down. But of course, the flip side is if someone wants to buy a house, they have to pay more for the mortgage.
Right. With interest rates going up, you know, and in so many of the markets where the price for homes is actually just astronomical. And, you know, the fact that there's not a real push to say, okay, just plain old Americans, regular Americans, how do we support them, like decrease the wealth gap, you know, to provide the opportunities for folks to be in better positions for generational wealth. That really is a very problematic way that we're looking at this country and actually who needs to succeed. And I do think that we're also, you know, essentially, you know, privatizing profits and socializing the social costs, you know, of so many of these issues that we're going through.
I mean, the statistics show that some of the prices are beginning to drift down over the summer into the fall. But then when you look compared to a year earlier, the prices are still much higher than they were a year ago. So you still have, I guess, is this your experience where you work? Pretty high prices, but very high cost of borrowing now.
Yes, those two combined, you know, just literally takes people, you know, off the table. It also just makes rental prices higher as well. So we're seeing those just stay up where it's just like nothing is affordable. And we're not just talking for, you know, lower income people. We're talking, you know, middle income people who are often finding that they need to, you know, have more than one, whether it's family or couple, like living in the same space. And that in and of itself should send alarms, I think, everywhere.
Majora Carter is very focused on urban revitalization. She's a MacArthur Genius Grant recipient. And her book is called Reclaiming Your Community. You don't have to move out of your neighborhood to live in a better one. Majora, always good to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Checking markets this morning, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 0.8% range amid concern that consumers are still spending vigorously, suggesting a higher range for interest rates ahead. At 113 Starbucks locations today, you will find workers on strike. The union says the company is negotiating in bad faith, something Starbucks has denied. The company has objected to contract talks via Zoom, for instance. Workers at more than 250 Starbucks outlets have voted to join a branch of the Service Employees International Union. The strike comes on the day of the big Starbucks promotion, where they give out commemorative red plastic cups that some people collect. The union has its own red cups today, evoking a cartoon Grinch.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Nike's Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer, or CDO, is leaving after 6 months on the job, and he's just one of many in the company's diversity department exiting there in recent years. And although this could signal greater problems for Nike, which has struggled with complaints about sexual harassment and discrimination, turnover is common among corporate diversity officers in general, Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
Diversity and Inclusion Manager has been the second fastest growing job title over the past 5 years, right behind Vaccine Specialist. That's according to LinkedIn. And that kind of growth comes with a learning curve. Firms don't fully understand what's needed for a chief diversity officer to overhaul company culture. It takes a number of years, and CDOs need their own staff. Stephanie Creary, a management professor at Wharton, says also there isn't a standard for what type of person takes on this role and what skills they need.
That's what's lacking, a clear professional pathway to prepare you, at least fundamentally, from a knowledge capacity in some of the underlying things that one needs to be thinking about.
Creary says CDOs used to mostly be lawyers, then HR professionals. Now a lot of companies promote people with a clear passion for DEI who may not be the right fit for the job. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
And the implosion of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX is rattling rivals. For instance, Coinbase Global, that stock is down 26% over the last 3 weeks. Bitcoin, the currency, is down 22% during the same stretch and down another 1% this morning. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.